A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubah Zayin Zayin, Kesubah 77b, pagination 154, starting in the widest lines on the third line towards the end of the line with the abbreviation Resh Yud Beis Lamed, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The topic of the Gemara over here is an ailment called Baalei Ra'asan, a very, very severe and contagious illness. And we're told that the rabbis took this very seriously. Some rabbis would recommend that you shouldn't even eat eggs produced in a neighborhood that had this illness. Some rabbis would not go into the tent. They wouldn't recommend coming near a person who had this illness. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Yechanan was machriz. Rabbi Yechanan announced, "He zoharu, you should be very careful from the flies that come from people who have this illness, because they carry the disease and it's contagious and it's very serious." With one exception, the Gemara tells us that there was one rabbi among the Talmudic scholars who was willing to associate with the people that had this illness. As the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi michrich behu v'osik b'torah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi stayed with them and he learned Torah with them. The Ion Yaakov, the commentary on the Ein Yaakov, says that he associated and taught them Torah. This is similar to a more modern example. The Tzaddik of Jerusalem, Reb Aryeh Levin, would visit the lepers. And even though everybody else considered it such a serious thing that they wanted to keep their distance, he did what he had to do. And regarding Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he explained his behavior. Amar, he said, Ayele sahavim v'yal aschein, pasuk in Mishlei, that Torah gives grace, gives blessing to the one who learns it. And he deduced, imchein ma'ale alomdeha, if it even gives grace to the person who studies it, igune lo magna, doesn't it protect? Certainly, it'll protect me from harm. Apparently, he was indeed right to the point that we have an amazing story over here. Ki hava shochiv, when it was time for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to die, omru le l'malach hamaves, they told the malach hamaves, it says it in the plural, perhaps Bezdin Shalmaila gave him the order, zil oved le ru'usei. The angel of death was told, do whatever Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wants. So ozel eschazi le, he came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and appeared to him. Amale, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's response was, achvi li duchtoi, I want you to show me my place in the world to come, my place in Gan Eden. Amale lechaye. So the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, said, approved. That's something easy. I can do that for you. This expression, L'chaye, we have even today. There are those who have the custom that when the person reciting Kiddush says, Savri, pay attention, there are those who give him the approval. They say, L'chaye, granting you approval, and then they recite the Hagafen. The person reciting Kiddush says the Hagafen. Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, thanks for approving my request, but as we travel, havli sakineich, I want you to give me your knife. Dilma mevasis li beurcha. It's not a good traveling companion to have the Malach HaMavis holding a knife. So he says, maybe you're going to scare me on the way. Now that's a very interesting thing to say. Malach HaMavis's business is to kill people. What does it mean? Maybe you'll scare me on the way. So one approach is, maybe you'll scare me, because he's not going to say the words, maybe you'll kill me, because we know that it's not so smart to talk in a way that might be self-fulfilling. Alternatively, there is a tradition, if not all times, but sometimes, that people die simply from the vision of the Malach HaMoves holding his knife, his sword. And perhaps Rabbi Shua ben Levi was capturing that tradition by saying, maybe you're going to scare me on the way. That's the way the Malach HaMoves sometimes kills a person, by scaring him. In any case, Yavanele, the Malach HaMoves gave him the knife. Kimata lahasam, when he got to the place of Gan Eden, the place that was designated as his seat, Dalye kamach vile, he showed him his seat. Shavar, he jumped in. Nafala hu gisa, and he put himself into that place where the designated location was. Nakti bekarna de glime, and he grabbed him by the cloak. Presumably, the Malach HaMoves grabbed him by his cloak to try to get him out. Amale b'shevu osa de lo asina. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said with an oath, I'm not coming out. So that's an interesting question. You have the Malach HaMoves against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Malach HaMoves wants to do his job now, and he can't. He can't get into Gan Eden. Yeshua ben Levi doesn't want to come out. Amar kudsha barichu. Hashem always gets the last word. If you didn't know it from any place else, you know it from Chagadya. Hashem gets the last word. So, I ishil ashevu asa nahader. Hashem said, if sometimes he did hataras nedarim during his lifetime, then he can go back now. Let him do hataras nedarim on the oath that he just made that he's not leaving. Ilo, but if he never did hataras nedarim, if he held his word to be sacred to the point that even when there was a loophole, he didn't use it, lo nahader. He doesn't have to go back. And apparently Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met the requirement, and he doesn't have to go back. Omalei, the Malach HaMoves, said to him, Havli sakinoi, at least give me back my knife, so that I can do my work. Lo hava kayoivle, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi didn't want to give him back his knife either. Nafka bas kala, a voice came out, which is always understood that Hashem generates a special voice to communicate. Va'omrale, and told him, hav nehele. You have to give him back his knife. Demitva'a libriyasa, because creation needs the Malach HaMoves. Question is exactly why creation needs the Malach HaMoves. So we have different indications in different sources. The Ramchal discusses that after first man's sin, it became necessary that every person needs to die in order to be energized in the world to come and then re-enter in an energized way at the time of Tchiyas HaMesim. We have to understand if that's what's being referred to over here. There's another insight at the end of Parshas Bereishis where people were living for hundreds of years, and then suddenly it changed and their lifespans became much more limited. There's an approach over there discussing that when a person has so many years in front of them, they don't use them wisely and the gift of life is wasted. So in any case, mitva olibriyasa. Hashem said you have to give him back his knife. In any case, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is now in Gan Eden. Machriz Eliyahu kamei. Eliyahu goes in front of him and calls out, Panumakom lebar livoi, Panumakom lebar livoi. Make way, welcome the son of Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ozel Ashkechei l'Rab Shimon ben Yochai, they came and encountered Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Davayasav Atlas Eser Taki Pisa, who was sitting with 13 chairs of pure gold, refined gold. Amalei, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai addresses him and says, Ah, tu bar livoi, you're the one they're making a whole commotion about. Amalei, yeah, that's me. And he asked him, this was the litmus test, according to Reb Shimon ben Yochai, if you're a great person, Niras HaKeshes B'Yamecha, was the rainbow seen during your days? Because we know that the Keshes, the rainbow, is an indication from Parshas Noach that Hashem wants to bring a flood, or the behavior of mankind is such that he should bring a flood, but he doesn't because he made an oath. And it seems that if a person were great enough, his entire generation would be on his shoulders, and Hashem would never have that conversation and say, I ought to bring a flood, but I won't. It would never even start, because there was such a great person in the generation. In any case, Reb Shimon ben Yochai asks him, was there a rainbow in your generation? Amalei hein. He said, yes. Imkein, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, if so, Iato bar livoi, you're not worthy of all this fuss that they're making about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because if a rainbow came in your days, then you're not that great. The Gemara concludes and says, Velohi, but it's not really true that a rainbow came during the lifetime of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Really, he was that great, and really he did protect, the Gemara maintains. De lo avoy midi, ela sovar, it's just that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi felt, lo achzek tivusa lenafshoy, I don't want to take such credit and answer, yeah, in my days there were no rainbows. He didn't want to do that. We have precedent, for example, the Gemara in Baba Metzia that says that a person is allowed to lie or white lie on the topic of Masechta. If he's asked, do you know Maseches Ksubis? Then even if he knows it, he's allowed to answer, I don't know it. You're allowed to have that level of humility. And that seems to be what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was expressing. So we have a tremendous number of topics over here. The topic of the rainbow, the topic of the Malach HaMavis, the topic of getting into Gan Eden, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, etc. And a lot of this, if we don't totally appreciate it, but at least we can marvel. I mean, there's something special going on in this Gemara, but the presentation of the Gemara is such as to show us that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi certainly was a tremendously great person, both in Torah and his ability to understand all these deep things that were required in order to do what he did. But in the presentation of the Gemara, it all started from his caring for these people who were so ill and considered contagious, and his confidence in the Torah that it would protect him. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.